Okay, so we've been discussing that Hazara, returning to the flame, on Shabbos is generally usur, because either Shemi Yichat B'Gechalim or Mechzi Kimavashel. But if it's covered flame, then one is allowed to return to the flame on Shabbos. That is only if the item was on the fire going into Shabbos. So there was a Shehiyah Rishayna that one is returning to. However, what if it was not on the fire going into Shabbos? It was in the refrigerator. Or even if it was on the fire going into Shabbos, is there a possibility of losing your connection with the initial Shehiyah? So that sounds like from the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos that it is possible. And in order to retain the connection with the initial Shehiyah, to at least to qualify even to be called HaChazara, which is a mutar only on a covered flame, it has to retain some sort of connection with the initial Shehiyah, and that's done in two ways. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Chesem Beis has a machlokes about how to retain that connection, to at least qualify for HaChazara as opposed to being putting for the first time, being Hanacha B'Tchil or Nasina Mechadosh. So one opinion in the Gemara is, there's actually two Lishonos. The first Lishna in the Gemara on Lamed Chesem Beis is that you need Loi Heniach Agabi Karka. Amar Chizki b'shmei d'abai hoda marta oidem b'yodo muter lo amon, I'm sorry. Chad amar oidem b'yodo muter agabi karka osir. If you have it in your hand still, then you're allowed to return it to the fire. If you put it on the ground, osir, you cannot return it to the fire. They were trying to explain because it's no longer connected to the initial Shehiyah. It's like putting for the first time. It's not even HaChazara, which is allowed in a covered flame. This is putting for the first time. Then the Gemara adds a second condition, Amar Chizki b'shmei d'abai, hoda martin oidem b'yodo mutar, that which we said, if it's still in your hand, it's allowed, lo marin el shadaita lahachzir. You also need, that you had in mind initially, when you took it off, to put it back. Aval ein daita lahachzir osir. If you didn't have in mind to put it back, then it's osir. So either if you put it on the ground, or you didn't have in mind to put it back, and then you would not qualify even to be called HaChazara. It would be called Nesina Mechadosh, which would be prohibited even on a covered flame. Even though it's covered, we can't put it back because it's not even returning. Returning is mutar on a covered flame. This is putting for the first time. Then Ika Diyamri, there's a second Lashon in the Gemara, second version, that no, it's either or. Either you put it on the ground, Hada Marta Gabi Karka Asa Lamar Nel She'ein Da'at Lahasa. But if you put it, you had in mind to put it back, even if you put it on the ground, it would be allowed. Or if you had it still in your hand, one or the other, either it's still in your hand or you had in mind to put it back, would allow one to retain the connection with the initial Shehiyah. So we have a two Lashonos in the Gemara. Do you need both conditions, that it should be in your hand or you should not have put it on the ground, together with that you had in mind to put it back, or you need both of those to at least qualify for HaChazara, which is mutar on a covered flame? And if you didn't have either one of them, you can't put it back even on a covered flame? Or no, it's either or, one or the other. But what is the basis? Meaning, if, let's say, you don't have these conditions and you lost your connection with the initial Shehiyah, or you never had an initial Shehiyah in the first place, it was in the refrigerator Friday going into Shabbos. So what is the fear? You're talking about a covered, you can't put it back even on a covered flame. What are we afraid of? It's a covered flame after all. So that's a further machlokes harishonim, and everyone breaks according to party lines. Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar in Siman Reish Lamed Zayin writes that is a further fear of Shemi Yechata B'Gecholim, even though we're talking about a covered flame. And HaChazara, returning in the first place, was also according to Rabbeinu Tam, because there's a fear you might come to stoke the coals. And we solve that by covering the flames, putting a blech on. Here, Rabbeinu Tam says there's really a fear that you're going to stoke the coals. You might even lift up the blech and stoke them, because it's so cold. Not only did you walk around serving it, and now you want to put it back, in which case it cooled down a little bit in the interim. Here, we mamish put it in the refrigerator. You put it on the ground. You didn't have a mind to put it back. It's been off for so long. So Rabbeinu Tam says now it's so cold, you might even lift up the blech and stoke the coals. Rabbeinu Tam continues to say that this is a fear of Shemi Yechata B'Gecholim, even though we're dealing with a covered flame. Rabbeinu Tam says we're afraid you're going to stoke the coals. And the Ran writes in the back in the Gemara Shabbos in his comments on the Rif again that this is a fear or this is a problem of Mexican Mavasho, even though it's a covered flame, and a covered flame is not normally the place where you would cook. So this should be excluded from the fear of Mexican Mavasho. That's how we got out of the problem of Hachazara. Hachazara is also, but in a covered flame, it's allowed, said the Ran, because it doesn't look like cooking. Here, since it's so cold, it looks like you're cooking. If you put it on the ground, you can't put it back, even on a covered flame. Why? The Mexican Mavasho lechadchila. It looks like you're cooking for the first time. Everybody breaks in, according to their alumnus that applied by Al-Khazara, since here you put it on the ground, it cooled off more, there's a greater fear, and even though it's a covered flame, it wouldn't help. Now the Ran continues, and this is again not surprising, based on what we've seen already, the Ran continues that since we have two Lashonis in the Gemara, we're not sure, do you need both conditions in order to retain the connection with the initial Shia? Or do you just need one or the other? It's two versions in the Gemara, how should we paskin? It's just kind of like, we don't know. Two Lashonis in the Gemara. So the Ran says, well, since we're dealing with something with which is Karav, Tenisa Deiraisa, this is again, as we've discussed, Bishul Derabanan. Even though Ein Bishul HaChabishul Mideiraisa, there is Bishul HaChabishul Mideirabanan. That's called HaChazara, according to the Ran. Or over here, Nesina Mechadosh, is also a fear of Bishul Derabanan. So therefore, says the Ran, we should say Sofek, kind of a Deiraisa lechumra, even though we're not dealing with Bishul Deiraisa, it is the derivative of it, and therefore we should say Safik lechumra. Afil hachi paski rav vasa kalishna kama lechumra. You need both conditions. Da af agav dechol hani mili midrabanan, even though we're only dealing with Bishul Derabanan, kevich in his bashu, kamach ben drusar gais be Bishul Deiraisa, there's no Bishul Deiraisa, hechmir midram hagom leishen craven lova lide yisa tera. It's close to a Bishul, it can lead to Bishul Deiraisa. That's the Ran. The Sefer HaTruma disagrees, and he says, no, about Pligi Lishni, Iba'id B'yado Dafko, Afil Henicha, Gabi Karko, do you need both, or either or? B'shal Seferim Halach Achar HaMekel. It's the Issa D'Rabbanon, we say Safik D'Rabbanon L'Kula. Now he doesn't say why he's saying that, but I would suspect that it's because he understood that the fear is one of Shem Yechata B'Gecholim. It's like a Gzeira D'Rabbanon, you might come to stoke the coals. So we say Safik Derabanan Lekula. How do we paskin though in the Shulchan Aruch? Do you need both conditions or is it either or? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you need both. In Simei Reish and Gimel Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says that if it's a covered flame, you're allowed to return there, but you have to make sure that it's not putting for the first time. How do you make sure it's not putting for the first time? Well, obviously it had to have been on the fire going into Shabbos. You don't even have to say it. And when you took it off, you retained your connection with the initial Shehiyah. How did you do that? Says the Rama, Oy de Biyadai. The Shulchan Aruch adds, V'loi Heniach Agabi Karka. It's still in your hand. You didn't put it on the ground. And adds the Rama, V'dayta Lahachzer. You had in mind to put it back. The Shulchan Aruch presumably agrees with that. Because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say, by the way, you could put it on the ground, but if you had in mind to put it back, you're okay. See, according to the second Lishon in the Gemara, Daito Lahakhtir could save you if Heiniach Agabi Karka, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it. So it sounds like Daito Lahakhtir cannot help you, because if you put it on the ground, that is absolutely indispensable, and that will be considered to be a break with the initial Shia. So it's assumed that both the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah understood that you need these two conditions in order to retain your connection with the initial Shia, to at least call it Hachazara, which is Mutter on a covered flame, and that is if Heiniach Agabi Karka, or as the Ramah describes it, Oida B'yada, it's still in your hand, and you had Daita L'Achzir. You had in mind to put it back. The Bir HaLacha, not so sure why the Shulchan Aruch was Machmir here. So he says, why? The Sefer HaTruma, after all, is Mako. So he believes that what motivated the Shulchan Aruch to be Machmir is that he understood the Sefer HaTruma as being a Das Yochid. Shaloi Ro L'Shum Deah HaMaskemes Im Divrei HaTruma. So therefore the Shulchan Aruch was Machmir, only the Sefer HaTruma is Mekel, that it's either or. But he says, he found other Rishayim who agree. He says, it's Chidushei Haran, in the name of the Ra'ah, Shilti Giborim, Me'iri, you know, the Mishnah Brewer is doing his research over here. So he collects other Rishayim who agree with the Sefer HaTruma. If he's at, therefore, Efshar Sheyesh L'Hakub, Amisal D'Rabbanan, D'Vedayta L'Hachse, Efshar Niyach HaGabikarko, Shabayot Miyodav, L'Vedayta L'Hachse, maybe if you have either or, the Be'er Halacha says, there's room to be Mekel. because the Shulchan Aruch was only machmer because they couldn't find Rishayim who agreed with the Sefer HaTrumah, but we found many Rishayim who agreed with the Sefer HaTrumah. At the same time, the Bi'ur Halacha suggested as a theoretical possibility, I don't think that he meant this, says Yesh L'Hakel, maybe there's reason to be Mako, but or Bidiyevet, if you did this, it wouldn't aser the food, but I don't know if he would go with this as a position to be endorsed L'maisa. Nonetheless, the Bi'ur Halacha does say, we could fetch out some little kula, he says, Ba'oidim B'yadoi, if you didn't have Ve'ein Da'at to L'Hachzim, Mistabra Vada Sheyesh L'Hakel, oh, I'm sorry, over here, Mistabra Vada Sheyesh L'Hakel, Eisat Tzarech, if let's say you didn't put it on the ground, you put it on a bench, which we'll get to as a machlekes in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. What about a bench? But he says if you didn't put it mamish on the ground, you just put it, you know, on a countertop, according to Roy Vapoiskin. Aruch Shabbos quotes from Rabbi Yashiv, from Shlomo Zalman, in Perek Beis, Ois Ayin Vov. Look it up. That a countertop is like a safsal, it's like a bench. You can put it on the ground. Rabbi Vosner says a countertop is the ground. We don't put pots on the ground anymore. When you're done with a pot, where do you put it? Countertop. You don't even put a pot on the ground. That is the ground nowadays. Well, that's an interesting svara, but Aruch Shabbos does it. Rav Apoisim don't accept that. The countertop is not like the ground, it's like a bench. So as long as you didn't put it on the ground, mamish, as long as they die to la'achzir, so putting it on the countertop is already machlekes, which we'll get to in 1 minute, and then die to la'achzir, so maybe we could, since already, maybe it's either or, we have the Sefer HaTruma, so the Bi'ur Halacha comes out that, putting stadim together, that as long as you put it on the countertop, as long as they die to la'achzir, I'm sorry, even though you put it down on the countertop, you could put it back. So let's say, the wife takes off the pot and she has a mind to put it back. She doesn't know this halacha of Da'idah. She puts it on the countertop. So then she could put it back. And that's the Bi'ur Halacha's kula. Even though Me'ikra didn't really need both, he fetches out that kula. Chazon Ish goes one step further. Many poskim do not accept all this Chazon Ish, but the Chazon Ish writes, Yesh Makom Lahaka Benasan Agabi Karka Safso Avio Ain't Da'idah La'achzir. Because he throws the Ran into the mix, which we'll get to also. Okay, so he's Mekel L'maisa, even if you just put it on the count, as long as you didn't put it on the, if you put it on the ground, then you're done. Mama says, I don't know anybody who puts pots on the ground, but if you have such a thing, put on the ground, you're toast. But if you put on the countertop, so the Bi'ur Halacha says, if you had a mind to put it back, put it back. It could be Mitzarif Kulis. And the Chazon Ish is Mekel, even if you didn't have a mind to put it back, if all you did was put it on the countertop, then you could put it back. But again, that is not accepted by the majority of poskim. But the Bi'ur Halacha is, you put on the countertop, even if it's not oyd biyado, you can put it back with the yavet. B'lechad chilo, you should have oyd biyado, and should have da'ita lahachzir. What does that mean, oyd biyado? Or as the Shulchan Aruch describes it, lo'eniach agabi karka. Is there a difference between them? Again, the Shulchan Aruch said, lo'eniach agabi karka, the Ramah adds, if you look back in Simon Reish and Gimel Siv Beis, the Ramah adds, no, you need oyd biyado. What's he trying to add? Now, the Gemara had both. The Gemara said that it's only mutter to put it back. You can only call it returning, which is chazor, which is mutter on a covered flame. You can only call it returning if it was oyd biyado and lo heiniach agabi karka. Well, which is it? There's a big difference between the two. Is it, the Gemara has both. Which is the ikar? Is it that you have to have it in your hand, or is it you can't put it on the ground? So that's the machlokes between the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch. Which is the operative phrase in the Gemara? Lo heiniach agabi karka. But anything that's not agabi karka is allowed. Or no, you need oyd biyado. So the Bi'ur Halacha notes this machlokes between the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch. If Yimash ahead to Karama says the Bi'ur Halacha ledina the beinah oyd biyado dafka. You don't have to say the mechaber has a different shita. The davka gabi karka, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's only us to, you can't call it hachazar, it's only us to put it on top of a covered flame if you mamish put it on the ground. What if you put it on a bench? You put it on the countertop, as we said, to be like a bench. So then you can put it back, as long as you die to lahasir. And the Ramah says no. But the Ramah says, L'chadchigo, you need that you mamish have it still in your hand. But if you put it on a bench, no. L'chadchigo. So according to the Ramah, you mamish have to still have it oyd biyadoi. Whereas the Shulchan Aruch would hold it's only a problem of Pinyach HaGabi Karka, yeah?
So why is it all just the Chatzchila?
Because the Bir Halacha said, even if you put it down, since we could be Mitzarif Kulas, the Bir Halacha said, if you put it on the countertop, you'll die to Lahachzir. Because maybe you could only get away with one, the Lishna Kama, the Lishna Basra. But I would say, you know, people who are learning, when we do it, you know, as we teach it and we practice it, we should try and have Oida B'Yodai and die to Lahachzir. If you don't know Halachas and you put it down on the countertop and you die to Lahachzir, you can put it back. That's what the Bir Halacha says. But l'chatchila, you should still have it in your hand, and should be died to lahasir. What does it mean still have it in your hand? Does it have to be suspended in mid-air? You know, I have to keep it elevated, or can I just keep my ceremonial hand on it? You know, a finger, or maybe even a pinky. You know, can I just keep my hand on it, or I have to keep it suspended in my hand? So the paiskim have a diuk where Moshe in the chelak dalid simon ayin dalid oislam mit gimel, which is in igros Moshe. Has a diuk, but it's not only him. Say Shabbos Kitchen quotes it from others. Have this diuk in the Talmud Yushalmi that you don't have to keep it suspended in your hand as long as your hand is on it. Because Yushalmi says in the third parak of Masechta the Shabbos, Hey Nicho Ba'aretz, also the Taltala, if you put it on the ground, you can't put it back. Tola B'yoseid, if it's hanging on a nail, Ve'nicho Gabi Safsal, if you put it on a bench, then it's mutter. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, B'Rabbi, B'Shaloi, heavier as Yodoi. You put it on the bench, but you didn't remove your hand. So it sounds like it's on the... This is the Makar for the Ramah. So it sounds like it's on the bench, but it doesn't sound like you're holding it in your hand, but loy heavier as yado. You didn't remove your hand. So the Paiskim say, it sounds like from here, as long as your hand is still on it, that's called oida b'yado. You don't have to keep it suspended in your hand. Okay, so the Chachil, as we said, you have to have oida b'yado, da'it al-hach, says two lushanis in the Gemara, but we are machmer. And according to the Ramah, that means you have to still have your hand on it, not just the Lo'iniyach HaGabi Karka, like the Shulchan Aruch says. You have to have your hand on it, and you have to have Dai to Lahachzir. What does it mean, Dai to Lahachzir? You have to have in mind to put it back. Well, that means you have to have in mind to put it back. But is the concern, meaning in order to retain the connection with the initial Shehiyah, you have to have proactive Das to put it back? Or is the problem, no, if you don't have a mind, if you have a mind to remove it, that removes the connection with the initial Shehiyah. Meaning, which one is the operative, which one is the goyrem over here, of a requirement of Dai to Lahachzir? Is that you require Dai to Lahachzir, or that you can't have Ein Dai to Lahachzir? So that seems to be a machlekes ha-paiskim. The Bir Halacha and Simeration of Gimel Sif Beis quotes from the Chiddush of Rebbe Kiva Eger on the Shulchan Aruch, where he has a chakira. He says, let's say, for the husbands, you know, they come over to they're trying to help. Once in a yovel, tries to help. So, afilim zeh hameniach haya adam acher. He's no business in the kitchen, but he's coming to help. Fine. It's not ena kadeira shaloi. He doesn't know anything what's going on with the pots. And he comes, and he takes off the wrong thing, and he puts it on the ground. Or maybe I don't like you, and I'm coming. You invite me over to your house, Shabbos. I take all your pots, put them on the ground. Fine. So someone else's pot. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger. Clearly, the other guy cannot put it back. Once you put it on the ground, I acid your pots. Oh, he says, but ain adam oisa davar she'eino shaloi. You can't. Let's say I don't like your dog. The dog barks all the time. So what do I do? No problem. I'll bow down to your dog. The karei mishdachva to the dog. Now the dog is avei dezara, and we have to destroy it. We have to kill it. It's a good way of getting rid of the dog. Sorry, my friend, I bowed down to your dog. It's avei dezara. Now we have to get rid of it. So you can't do that. The Gemara says, ein adam oisa davar she'eino shaloi. You can't make your friend's thing into an avei dezara item. If I have to find a different solution for the dog. So ask Taisus, or the Gemara has in Yevamos and Daf Pei Gimel Mabez, hamasachek gafno al tvuas chavero. I'm growing grapes. You have wheat growing. And my grapes grow over your wheat. Can I also your wheat? That's kaloi akarim. So the Gemara says, no, you can't do that. Ain't no them oysa darva sheinu shaloi. So ask Taisus in Masechtas Yevamos, why is this different than if I cook nevela in your pots? I throw a nevela, I say, I don't like you. I take your pots, I cook nevela meat in it. Well, now you have to kasha your pots. Your pots are usher. Why? Ain't no them oysa darva sheinu shaloi. No, you can't answer something that's not yours. So Tarsus distinguishes between something that depends on Machshava and something that depends on Maisa. If it depends on an action, like cooking nevela meat in the pot. Once you do that action, the pot is aser. If I throw milk into your chicken soup, your chicken soup is aser. Because it depends on an action. But if you have an iser that depends on machshava, like avodah zara, I have to have in mind that this thing should be a deity. If I don't have a mind it should be a deity, then it's not. That's called playing with the dog. So then it's not avodah zara. So it depends on machshava or kiloy akerem. Depends on machshava too. You have to be happy about it. If I'm unhappy about it, I say when I get there, I'll remove it. It doesn't become kiloy akerem. So anything that depends on machshava, you don't say adam oisad avashen shalom. That's where we would apply the rule. Ain adam oisad avashen shalom. So says the Bekiva Eger, if I come and I take your pots and I put them on the ground, that's Isa. I put it on the ground. It lost its connection with the initial Shahiyah, the fact that it's on the ground. So fine. Other than we would say, if the husband comes and he takes the pots, or I come into your house, I take your pots, I put them all on the ground, so then the pot, you would not be able to put it back on the flame on Shabbos. That would be called losing its connection with the initial Shahiyah. And it's not even called hachazar, it would be also even on a covered flame. But what if I take it off, I don't put it on the ground, I just don't have daita lahachzir. The husband's trying to help out. I don't know what the guy's doing. Takes off the pot, he starts walking around with it. She says, what are you doing? You take off the wrong pots. He says, okay, we'll put it back. She says, well, did you have in mind to put it back? No. Or I take off your pot, you caught me in the act. And so you have a pot in the shul, I hate you. So I take your chulin off the pot, and you catch me red-handed. Say, put it back. Says, I can't. I didn't have in mind to put it back. So can you? Do we say over there, other Moshe Davi Shem Shalom? Ain't other Moshe Davi Shem Shalom. So says Rabbi Akiva Eger, that's an item that depends on Machshava. Tosfos says, there ain't other Moshe Davi Shem Shalom. So if you catch, if I get, you know, I get the cholent off the hot plate, I put it on the ground, then I can ask for your pots. But if you catch me before I get to put it on the ground, all I have is ain't died to lahas there. So then, ain't other moisa davar sheinu shaloi. That is an item that depends on machshava, and you'd be allowed to put it back. That's Rabbi Akiva Eger's shtickle Torah. However, Rav Shach disagrees in the Avi Ezri. Rav Shach, Perek Gimel of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Yud, quotes Rabbi Akiva Eger and says, "Tzarech li dvarav, tzarech iyun li dvarav bazeh." I don't understand what Rabbi Akiva Eger is saying. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva Eger is assuming what asers the pot? The fact that you had in mind to remove it. Had in mind not to put it back. It asers the pot, akin to putting it on the ground. So over here, it's not my pot. I can't aser it by having in mind not to put it back. Since Rav Shach, that's not what it depends on. It doesn't depend on proactive das, not to return it. No! In order to, the standard, you know, posture or position should have been, if you take it off, you can't put it back. Stamdas, you take it off, I don't know what you're thinking, you can't put it back. What allowed it to retain its connection with the initial Shia is when you have in mind to put it back. Says of Shach, it's not that when you have in mind not to put it back, it asers the pot. No, Shabbat Shekhana Yikar, who be'ez and atim and akir, hi died the la'aser. Oh, it's mutter. Ve'im. Ain't died to lahatzir. You never mind to put it back. Akashu hiksa raise the kibosha summit chiva va'osru. V'loy mishum she ain't died to lahatzir. Hanu mishum she kavin also haya shalui lahatzir. It's nothing to have in mind not to put it back. The borish afil him nofu me'elav. Even if it fell by itself, ain't lahatzir. Shakopanim ain't kan das. I'm an as lahatzir. In order to return it, you have to have in mind to put it back. Not that what asers you from putting it back is when I have no das lahatzir. I mean, once it fell off. So according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, no one ossered it. No one had in mind not to put it back. So of course you could put it back. And according to Rav Shach, no. In order to retain the connection with initial Shia, you have to have in mind to put it back. He compares, and therefore if it fell off by itself, you couldn't put it back. Rav Shach compares it to a sif in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Tzitzis, Simen Ches, Sif Tezvav, halacha we're familiar with. If your maybe you're not, if your talis slips off your shoulders, so you have to make a new bracha on the talis. If you take your talis off to go to the restroom, when you come back from the restroom, you had a mind to put back in your talis, when you took it off the first time, you don't have to make a new bracha. But if your talis happens, you're dancing on Simchas Torah, and your talis happens to slip off, then you have to make a new bracha. Why? So it says of Shach, because standard, what happens is, your talis comes off, new bracha. You want to retain your connection with the first bracha? You have to have in mind, when you take it off, to put it, that you're going to put it back on. But standard, if stam falls off, You know, it's not that I have the mind not to put my talus back on. No. In order to retain the connection or allow to the applicable to the first bracha to still apply, you have to have a mind to put it back on. So over here, if it just falls off by itself, so then standard should have been you can't put it back. So too says Rav Shach, if I take your pot off, since no one had in mind to put it back, you can't put it back. The fact that I can't answer it, machshava, it's not that the machshava not to put it back answers it. No, in order to retain the connection, you have to have proactive das to return it. That's Rav Shach's position. Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Har Tzvi actually has this these two studim in his collection on the Lamates Malachus called Tel Harim. So Mevashel Oiz Zayin writes Tzvi Pesach Frank Hatnai Shel Daita LaHachzir Im Hakpeda He Shehei Daita LaHachzir. Is that I need mine to put it back? That's what connection retains the connection. This is here Oiz Sheloi Dei Kavana Sheloi LaHachzir. I shouldn't have in mind not to not put, you know, the double negative. I shouldn't have in mind to remove it. Let's say the electricity goes out. Can I now put it on a new heating element? My caravan in the Shtachim, you know, the electricity goes out. Can I now bring it to your caravan and put it on your heating element or not? Well, no one had in mind to return it to a different heating element. But no one had in mind to remove it. What does it depend on? When the first fire goes out, as if it was removed from the flame, no one had in mind to return it. No one had in mind to remove it. Is that I need in mind to return it, or that no one should have in mind to remove it? But there's three nafkaminas. One is if electricity goes out, meaning it falls off. The pot falls off, electricity goes out, no one had in mind anything. Stam das. Another nafkamina will be, that's also the husband. I think most husbands, they come to help out. They don't know what's going on over there. They don't have das to return it to them. They have das to do whatever they're told. So they take it off, mom is not thinking at all. So then he didn't have in mind to return it, but he didn't have in mind to remove it either. Stam das. Or if the electricity goes out. Or let's say the wife takes it off betos. She takes it off, it's all covered in tin foil. She has a mind to remove it, but it's the wrong pot. So I don't think that would be called a mind to remove it. That's like, you know, it happened by accident. You have a mind to remove this food item. If it were known it was this food item, would have had a mind to return it. So the question is, that was a mekach tos, you know, or a hasar betos. So is it that I have to have a mind to return it, or I shouldn't have a mind to remove it? So how do we paskin over here? It's a machlekes in Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rav Shach, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank is masupik about it. It's an Orcha Shabbos in Perek Beis. Ois Memches, he quotes that this is a running machlekes between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv. Shlomo Zalman was more, he's quoted by Shmir Shabbos Kochasa as being a more makel on this, passing like Rabbi Kiva Eger, that if it just, let's say the electricity goes out, guy wakes up, he can take it and put it on a, assuming it's not liquid, we'll have a problem of Bishol HaKavishol, if it cooled down, but if it's, let's say, a kugel, I come, I see electricity is out, I could go and put it on any covered heating element. However, Rabbi Yashiv was more machmir, that you can't. According to the Chazon Ish, for sure you could do it. We mentioned the Chazon Ish said, even if you didn't have a mind to put it back, as low as it was not hiniach agabe karka. If you can remember, we mentioned that. So then for sure you could put it back. But no, the Marav HaPaiskim don't accept that Chazon Ish. So at best you have is the Bir Halacha, is that as long as it's on the countertop, lo yiniach agabe karka, but you need Daita LaHachzir. The question is this called Daita LaHachzir? So according to Shlomo Zalman, this is called Daita LaHachzir because no one had in mind to remove it. And according to Rabbi Yashiv, this is not called Daita LaHachzir because no one had in mind to return it. Okay, so in order to retain its connection with Nishal Shehiyah, we said to at least call Tachazara to allow it on a covered flame, you need Oida B'yodoi, you need Daita LaHachzir. The Ramah seems to add in a third, or perhaps a third requirement. If you look back in the Ramah, Simeration of Gimel Sif Beis that I gave to you over here, Ois Hey, the Ramah says, "Leinia Oida Biyada Leinia Chagavi Karka V'Daita LaHachzir V'Davka Shatav Shemavushal Kol Tzarkai." As long as it's Mavushal Kol Tzarkai. Now that is not a condition. That is not in order to return it properly. That's in order to avoid Bishul Dairaisa. If you have half, a third cooked chicken, you can't put it back on the flame. You couldn't even do hachazara. It'd be a violation of Bishul Deiraisa. That's obvious. It has to be mavushal kol tzarka, and we're machmir like the Rambam, that the yesh bishul achabishul, even though it's mavushal kamaychal ben drusoy, there's bishul achabishul, it's only ein bishul achabishul once it's mavushal kol tzarka. But then, the Ramah adds all the way at the end, miyuim nitztanein, if it's cooled off, lukuli alma osir. Or later on in Sif Hey, he writes that this is only all mutter if it's oidenu cham. It's still warm. What is that about? If it's nitztanein, then not. Why not? Where did this come from? If it's nitztanein, it's fully cooked. But if it's fully cooled down, then you can't call that you can't return it even to a covered flame. Why not? So Bir Halacha quotes to Machlekes about this between the Magen Avraham and the Gra. Mishnah Brura has it as well. Writes the Bir Halacha Simen Reish Gimel Sif Hey. I'm the Magen Avraham Shekasa Vafilu B'Davar Sheyesh B'Marak. According to the Magen Avraham, I feel b'davah she'ain bo morak. This condition of loin etzdan and legamre, or what the Ramah calls later on oidenu cham, is even if it's a kovel, it's dry. There's no chay and mavushal kol tzarka. There's no fear of bishul at all. A condition of hachazara that is non-negotiable is that in order to call it hachazara, in order to call it returning, it has to retain its connection with initial shahia. It has to be the other day to the house, and it still must have some of the heat from the initial shahia. If it's cooled down entirely, you can't call that achazara. It's not called returning. So Bir Halacha says, because in theory you could have day to the house here, but I put it in the refrigerator in the interim. Meaning, it was on the fire going into Shabbos. I take it off. I have in mind to put it back Shabbos morning. It's lo yiniach agabi karka. I put it on the safsal. At least according to Shulchan Aruch, that'd be allowed. According to the Bialoch, but the Yevet, that would be allowed. Put it in the refrigerator. Die to the house. I put it back Shabbos morning. So Magen Avraham says, how can you call that hachazara returning? It didn't lose its connection with the Shia. It's freezing cold. So Magen Avraham says, no, this is a condition of maintaining the connection with the initial Shia. Would apply even to dry items. Non-liquid items. Aval, bebir agra kasav. The bebir agra says no. This is only liquids. This is a fear of bishul. Again, Ramah says it has to be mavushal kol tzarkoi. And if it's a liquid, it can't be. It's not in the gamre. That's the sheet of the Ramah. By yesh bishul achabishul b'davalach. That if it's loin, it's not in the gamre. Then you can reheat the liquid. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes, Simen Reish, Gimel Sif Kah, and Samaches, Miyum Nestanu Kul Yam Osar, Hainu Nestanu Legamre, Kumash Kosev Omar, Vatam Deshayach Achakach, Oid Bishul Cholosh. Because now we're Chayshish for Bishul, that's the opinion of the Gra. This is all about Bishul. But he says, Ayin Lekamon, Magen Avraham, Shekosev Dafil, Vatavar Yavishim, Vamark, Loshayim, Vabishul Gam Kein Osar. The Magen Avraham understood this as a condition of maintaining your connection with the initial Shiyas, that it still has to be hot, or warm. According to the Gra, this is only by liquids, because of a fear of Bishul. But according to the Gra, if it's freezing cold, that wouldn't bother us. We could still call it hachazara. It still maintains its connection with Nishal Shehiyah as long as it was oida biyada and died to lahachzin. It was on the fire going into Shabbos. This is not a condition of hachazara. This is part of that it should be mavushal kol tzarka. Just here we're talking about liquids. The Magen Avraham is treated as a major chumrah. Many of the contemporaries from don't even quote the Magen Avraham. If they quote it, they quote it as a das yochid. It's generally assumed, like the Gra, that this oidenu cham loin etzdan legamre is only because of a fear of bishul. Rav Paiskim don't even consider this to be a cheshbon. It's the Magen Avraham that this is a condition of achazara, but it's a viable shita. That's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. But it's generally assumed like the Gra. Okay, so what we have over here is, in order to connect, maintain it, it has to be on the fire going into Shabbos. That's obvious. It has to be, in order to call Achazara, Achazara itself is only mutter on a covered flame. And, flame has to be covered. It has to be Mavushu called circle, and it's not in the Gamre. That's a fear of Bishul. In order to return something to the flame, obviously it has to be fully cooked. You can't take it off and put it back. That's Bishul Deiraisa. But even if you have that, you still have to have Oida B'yoda and Daita Lahasa to maintain its connection with the initial Shehiyah. That's the presentation that we have in the Shulchan Aruch so far. Then the Ramah quotes, though, Eran. The Ran quotes in the name of the Yerushalmi that perhaps this whole discussion of Oida B'Yodai and Daita La'achzir is only if you removed it Friday. Meaning I had stuff on the fire, cooking. I took it off Friday. Now I want to put it back on Shabbos. Can you call that Hachazara? Returning? It wasn't on the fire Friday going into Shabbos. It was off. Can you call it Hachazara? Or we call that Nesina Mechadosh? That's where the Yerushalmi says we have the requirements of Oida B'Yodai and Daita La'achzir. If I took it off Friday and it's still in my hand, I might have to put it back. I could put it back Misha Chasheicha on Shabbos. Maintains its connection with the initial being on the fire Friday afternoon. But if it was on the fire Friday going into Shabbos, it's mamish, you know, friendly with the fire. But Shabbos comes in, says the Ran, and that's how he understood the Yerushalmi, there it will never lose its connection with Nisha Shehiya, even if he niyach aga bikarka, b'lohaya daita lahachzir. That's always called hachazar. It was on the fire Friday going into Shabbos, always returning. How could you call that putting for the first time? It was on the fire Friday going into Shabbos. So what did you put on the ground? So what did you not daita lahachzir? That was never what the Gemara required to be on daita lahachzir. That's what the Ran says. Ami hu b'Yerushalmi mashma. When do you need Oida B'Yodai to Lahazir if you took it off Friday? You didn't put it back till after Shabbos started. What did Raya? I'm saying, where does Yerushalmi give him this impression? The Garcina and Hassan, pay attention, because the Chazon Ish is going to reread this. The Ran says, this is what Yerushalmi says. You took it off on Friday. You go put it back on Friday. Not the Misha Chasheicha, you took it off Shabbos. Machzira Misha Chasheicha, you could put it back on Shabbos. Not the Mibayd Yoim, you took it off Friday. V'kidei Shalav HaYoim, now it comes Shabbos. Rav Simon Bar Tadoi, B'Shem Rav Aishia, and Menichoy Oser. If you put it on the ground, though, it's beferish. Ufizat Davka Benot the Mibayd Yoim. Only if you took it off Friday, you put it back on Shabbos. Who the machmirin? Avo not the Misha Chasheicha. If it was on the fire Friday going into Shabbos, now you took it off. I feel like Nechal Gabi Kachamotu. Even if you put it on the ground, you can put it back. And the Rama quotes this in Simer Reish Nun Gimel Sif Beis. He quotes it again in Sif Hay. Says the Rama Yesh Oimrim Dekol Ze Eino Osa Dei Nechal Gabi Kachamotu Oida B'Yodai. Only if you took it off Friday. You want to put it back on Shabbos. It was on the Black Friday going into Shabbos. Even though you put it in the refrigerator, you didn't have Daita La'achzir. Mutar, you can put it back on the Black, on top of the stove, Shabbos morning. And that's what the Rama says. That's the minik to be Mako. The same chum atzma al divrei makilin, they're makel like this Ran, v'toyv la'achmer. But it's good to be machmer. That's the Ran. It's good to be machmer. This is well known. The Salvechik would endorse this opinion of the Ran, and he in Boston that was the practice. There would be makel as long as the food was on the fire on the Black Friday going into Shabbos. Take it off, put it back in the refrigerator. No problem to put it back on top of the Blech Shabbos morning, even though l'chadchila, it sounds like from the earlier part of the Ramah, no, even though you had Daita La'achzir, you had a mind to put it back Shabbos morning, but you need Oida B'Yodai, you need your hands to the Eved. But l'chadchila, definitely not. But if you rely on the Ran, then you can do such a thing. The only time you need Oida B'Yodai, le'nil chagabi karka, is if it was not on the fire Friday going to Shabbos. It was on the Blech Friday going to Shabbos. You could do this.
No,
Devalach. It's a Bisho. Yesh Bisho Achavish with Devalach.
It's not done in the Gemara. He says this. The Rav passed on this for everyone. I thought the Rav just very specific.
So from the Rebbeim and Ar Yeshiva, we learned that they do not continue to endorse this position. I've not heard from any of the Rebbeim in the Yeshiva that they endorse this, that they all will tell you that the L'chadchil should not be relied upon. Not V'toyv L'achmer, V'chayv L'achmer. You cannot rely on this Ran L'chadchil. B'di'evet, he did it. It won't ask for the food, clearly. But L'chadchil, one should not rely on this Ran. Even though Rav Soloveitchik did it, and it's well known, I assume that they understood that to have been something, a kind of a hurrah shah, as many of the things that Rav Soloveitchik instituted, is always the running machlekes. Was that his opinion, Meikar Adin, or was that the hurrah shah, accommodation to the times and the circumstances in which he lived? And I think that they generally understood it to be the latter, that it was a kind of concession, what he felt he could accomplish in the community. But it's not something that we, as you know, we can accomplish more. It's not something that we should endorse or follow as a lechachila. This is not a lechachila. It won't ask the food, but it's not something to be endorsed, certainly. Lechachila. But there are Talmidim of the Salvation who continue to espouse this. What?
If you held Shami Echata, would this, the Ram maybe,
Shami? I don't think it has anything to do with the Lomda, so no. I don't think so. So again, I've never heard from Shech to Rabbi Will, none of them. Rabbi Will is not v'toiv l'hachmer, v'chayiv l'hachmer. And that's because the Chazon Ish doesn't like this Ran at all. Doesn't like it at all. He thinks, you know, Lule divrei haran, he says, he would have read the Yerushalmi differently. He says, the Chazon Ish, the Ois Yud Zayin, Simul Ham Zayin, Ois Chesim, the Chazon Ish, v'ikah divrei haran, tzarech iyan. First of all, the Bavli doesn't accept this. You have a machlek between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. We pass him like the Bavli. So, first of all, I don't care about the Yerushalmi. We pass him like the Bavli. Then he says, Lule divrei haran, yesh lefarish hadam rabbi Yerushalmi differently. He's misreading the Yerushalmi, he says. Says the Chazon Ish, that's not how you read the Yerushalmi. Look back at the Yerushalmi. The Chazon Ish reads the Yerushalmi like this. Look back, second line in the Ran. The Yerushalmi says, nothing about Yom, I see about Yom. You took it off Friday, put it back Friday. Not the Mishachashecha, yes, you was on the fire of Shabbos, you could take it off, put it back on top of a covered flame. That's called Hachazara. We know about that. Not the Mibayyim, the Kiddush of Hayyim, says the Chazon Ish, that's a bitmiyah. The Yerushalmi often does that. It's a truncated statement. The Yerushalmi says, not the Mibayyim, the Kiddush of Hayyim. Such a situation? There for sure you can't put it back. That's not called Hachazara. That's called Mesina Mechadosh. Period. Full stop. End of discussion. By the way, that which we said, you took it off Shabbos day, you can put it back on Shabbos day. Rav Simon Bar Tidoy adds, has to be heard to be other day to Lachzer. But that's only talking about taking it off Shabbos day, putting it back on Shabbos day. Not taking it off Friday, putting it back on Shabbos. That was a truncated end of a statement. Not me by Yom. Kiddush all by Yom. Period. Exclamation point. You know, question mark. Could you do that too? No, that's the Nesina Mechadosh. So the Chazon Ish doesn't like his reading of the Yerushalmi either. The Chazon Ish says, not V'toiv l'hachmer, V'chayiv l'hachmer. The Ran could be relied on B'diyevid, but certainly not as a Shita l'chadchila. Then, Chazon Ish adds further, Rabbi Willig would spend an hour on just this one point, that even according to the Ran, you can't put it inside of an oven. It's no better than Hachazara. All the Ran is saying is you don't lose your connection with the initial Shehiyah if you put it on the ground. If you didn't have Daita L'Hachzer, as long as it was there, Friday, going into Shabbos, at the top of the block, you put it in the refrigerator, it doesn't lose its connection with the initial Shehiyah. But it's no better than Hachazara. It's returning. We can still call it returning, not Nesina Mechadosh. But it's no better than Hachazara. And Hachazara itself is Aser, as we've mentioned, inside of an oven. Teicha is Aser. Only Al-Gaba is allowed. So Chazon Ish writes, V'nei Be'isayis V'matzah Shum Heter L'Hachzer B'Yom HaShabbos L'Soich HaTanur K'Shehaya HaTav Shul B'Tanur. Even if it was in the oven Friday going to the Shabbos, you can't put it back inside of the oven. I suspect Rabbi Willig was a reaction to those who continued to follow Rav Soloveitchik's opinion years later, not only to on top of a blech, but inside of an oven. And he was making a major macha against that. No, even if you're going to follow the Ran, you can't put it inside of an oven. Now, you could argue with Aaron Cutler, and there's we don't have the Chumrah of Teichai, in which case maybe you could make this argument, but we don't have the Chumrah of Teichai, but it's already too much. He couldn't handle that. So, and the Chazon Ish makes this point too. It's only Hachazara, but it's no better than Hachazara, and the Teichai would be us. So to put inside of an oven, again, I wouldn't answer B'diyevet, but L'chadchilosh, definitely not. And again, definitely we do not rely on the Ran as a position L'chadchilosh. Yeah.
A warming jar would be fine, because of what we said before.
Yeah, we've discussed the warming jar, yeah. point which I already discussed. One last point is that this could be the pshat in a very difficult Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a tshuva which we mentioned in the Igros Moshe and Chelek Av Simen Sadi Dalid, where Rav Moshe says one is allowed to take stuff out of the refrigerator, not to relying on the Ran, but out of the refrigerator and put it onto the corner of the blech where it's not the Yatzei Lettuce Boy. The Chazon Ish was not happy about that. The Chazon Ish disagreed. He said, no. He said, what? Then you're being Moshe, Torah, L'chol Echad, V'Echad. There's no Mechitza, Mafsik, between the parts of the blech, which are Yatzei Lettuce Boy, the parts of the blech that are not Yatzei Lettuce Boy. Chazon Ish said, you can't do this. How are you going to tell the difference where it's Yatzei Lettuce Boy or not Yatzei Lettuce Boy? So Chazon Ish said, it's too dangerous. But Rav Moshe allowed it to put on the corner of the blech in a place where it's not Yatzei Lettuce Boy. Now, the Paiskim have labeled the blech in three zones. Blech has three zones. That's zone C. Not Yatzei Lettuce Boy. Then there's a little bit closer to the fire where it is Yatzei Lettuce Boy, but not Mamash Al Gabi Yoesh. Not on top of the fire. But it's Yatzei Lettuce Boy. That's called zone B. Then zone A is Mamash on top of the fire. You know, the blech. The part of the blech that's literally on top of the fire. So Moshe held, you could come and put, take stuff out of the refrigerator, probably even a liquid, because it's not going to reach you. It's a lettuce boy. Put it on the corner of the blech, kidei lahafik tzinosan.
If it was on the fire, job started?
No, even not. It's not yet, it's a lettuce boy. So Chazon Ish said, no, they're going to get close to the fire. Moshe held, this is allowed. How is this allowed? Because, presumably, this is called shaloy al gabi ha'esh. It's just called, you put it in a warm place in the room. There's no easier to put the soup in a warm place in the room. So this is Shaloy Al Gabi Yesh. It's not on the fire at all. This is not Achazor. It's not Nesina Mechadish. It's not on the fire. It's Mamash and Mars. It happens to be warm there. Fine. That's how you can put it on zone C. Then Rav Moshe, that's one tshuva from Rav Moshe. Remember that. Then Rav Moshe writes in Chelek Dalid, Igros Moshe, Simen Samech Aleph, what if I have stuff in zone B? Again, that's Yatzei Lettuce Boy, but not literally on top of the fire. Can I move that to zone A? Kugel. You're not taking it from Yatzei Lettuce Boy to Reiskim. I have Kugel. Fully cooked. Yatzei Lettuce Boy, area of the blech, Friday going to Shabbos. Now I want to move it. I took my soup off and I want the Kugel to get hotter for the meal. You know, we're singing Zmiris, and while we're singing Zmiris, it'll get hotter. I put it on top of the fire. Can you do that? Can you move from B to A? Rav Moshe says yes. It's on the fire. What difference does it make? Over here, over there. It's on the fire already. So Rav Moshe says you can move from B to A. Okay, we understand that. The Aruch HaShabbos in Perek Beis, Oy Samach Tes, quotes from Shlomo Zalman in the Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Beis, Sim Olam HaDalet, Oy Sid Beis, that he asks that. You can't move from B to A. Now, it's the Yatzei Lettuce Boy, but it's not Al Gabi Yesh. You can't put it Al Gabi Yesh. Why not? Because he says no one cooks in B. That's Shaloi Derech Bishol. You don't cook over there. Now you're putting it on top of the fire where it is Derech Bishol. He doesn't think that that could be allowed. Okay. Fine. So Shlomo Zalman holds you can't do that, but Rav Moshe held you can. Now we get to the problem. Okay, fine. Rav Moshe holds you can take out the refrigerator and put it on C. Not Yatzei Lettuce Boy. And if you have something on B, you can move it to A. It's all Al Gabi Yesh. C is not Al Gabi Yesh. B and A are Al Gabi Yesh. What difference does it make where it is on the blech? As long as Al Gabi Yesh, it's allowed. See, it's not Al Gabi Yesh. But then Rabbi Eider quotes from Rav Moshe. You know, he has tshuvas in the back from Rav Moshe. So an Ois Chof Gimel quotes there from Rav Moshe the following. What if I have it on A? Now I need to make room on the blech. You know what I'm saying? I want to move it to C, the corner of the blech, where it's not the outside lettuce boy. Rav Moshe holds you can move it to C. When you're done moving things around, I can move it back to A. Back to Al Gabi Yesh. Again, it was Al Gabi Yesh. I need to move things around. I move this to C. I finish moving my things around. Now I want to push it back to A. You could do that. As long as it was on A going into Shabbos, take it to C, now push it back to A. What? So in the Shabbos kitchen, page 45, he's a Ganze Arichus about this. He's a Talmud for a Moshe, a Simcha Binyam Kohen. Say, so yes, I don't understand. Now we put it all together, we have a problem. C is Shaloy Al Gabi Yesh. You take the pot, you can take it out of the refrigerator and put it on C. That where it's not Yatzei Lettuce Boy. You can put stuff there. How then can I take from A, where it's Al Gabi Yesh, move it to the corner of the blur? That's like the ground. That's like a hot place in the room, you know, in the house. That's not on top of the fire. And now move it back to A. That's Nesina Mechadosh. You didn't have Oy Debi Yodoy. I put it over here at the end. How could that, like, Hiniyah Kagabi Karka? How could I put it over here and then put it back? You hear the kasha, Rabbi saying? So Simon Binum Cohen claims that perhaps Ramayish Abshat and Ramayish is kind of a Ron plus. That he holds that on the blech is like an oida biyadoi. On the blech is like, you know, as long as it was there Friday going into Shabbos. So the Ron held that you don't need oida biyadoi in Dayat L'Hach. It always retains its connection with Nishal Shehiyah. So along those lines, Ramayish held, as long as it's on the blech, it always retains its connection with Nishal Shehiyah. Even though you put it on the corner, on C, you can now put it back to A. Clearly, you cannot take stuff out of the refrigerator, put it on C, and say, oh, now it's on C. Now I could put it on A, you know, fast track to A, you know, put on the Yatzeletis by, and Al-Gabi O'Esh. No, you can't do that. But if it was Al-Gabi O'Esh, like the Ron, you know, kind of like the Ron Svar, it was Al-Gabi O'Esh. Now I moved it to a place of the blech, which is not Yatzeletis by, I can now move it back to Al-Gabi O'Esh, because that's still kind of like Oy to be other. That still retains its connection with Nishal Shehiyah, even though it's literally not in your hand. It's along the lines of the Ron that it still retains its connection with Nishal Shehiyah, and you could put it back to the place where it is Yatzeletis. Okay, so we'll stop here. Next time, Mr. Shem will deal with the contraptions about how putting this lamaisa, how are we supposed to heat up food Shabbos morning.